Coca-Cola. KD.
.5 KDGE The Edge. That's E17 doing the Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls. Jeff K with you. It's Edge Club 94 coming up on midnight. And kids, you'll never guess who's in the studio. It's the one and only Kendall Morgan, the official club scout for the Dallas Morning News. Kendall, welcome to Edge Club.
Thanks.
So right off the bat, I want to know, how do you get to be a club scout for the Dallas Morning News? Because you're the official club reporter.
Yeah, well, how it happened actually was one of my editors approached me about it because someone fairly well-known was in town, and I was showing him around, and it kind of got back to all my editors that I was out and about and in touch with what was going on, and they said, do you want to write this column? And it was actually an existing column before I took it over, but it had more to do with live music, and I was more involved in the dance club scene, so I said, yeah, I'd love to take it over, and I did.
So it was as easy as that.
Yeah.
Wow. How long have you been clubbing in the Dallas area?
Since I was probably 19, 18.
Wow. So like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a year.
Now, you've been around since like the Stark era, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was in Austin, but I definitely got the full feeling of the Stark Club.
Okay.
Yeah, long term.
Is the Dallas club scene now a healthy scene?
It's sick. It's sick, but it can get better.
Why is it sick?
Well, it's just, you know, there's a recession, and I think we're kind of in a period of time that everyone who went out so much in the 80s are all a little older, and they're sitting at home and renting videos or something. I don't know what they're doing. But there's still a lot of people who go out, but I think everyone's kind of seen it all, done it all, like back in the 80s.
Bought the shirt,
got the tape, and they're just kind of, they're looking for something new, and there hasn't really been anything really new in a while, so... It's kind of slowly coming back. People are starting to throw warehouse parties again, and things are kind of picking up. But for a while there, it didn't. I mean, you know, it's rare that now a club can last for so long. Back in the 80s, things opened and closed a lot quicker because there was constantly a new flow of people. Now the same club could stay open for 4 or 5 years just because there's not enough interest, there's not enough money to keep opening new things.
Do you think that... maybe back when, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, there weren't as many clubs, so there were less places to go. It seems now there's such an oversaturation of clubs in the Dallas area that everybody's just pulling from the club crowd. And, you know, each club might be a great club, but there's just so many club goers out there that, you know, you might have 15 people in this club and 30 people in that club. You know, what do you see with the influx of all these clubs in Deep Ellum? Has it hurt the club scene? Has it helped the club scene?
Well, it's kind of made it very commercial, and a lot of people come down there that 5 years ago would never have set foot there, and it used to be just the in crowd knew about it, and everyone went to a certain place, and now if you go to clubs on a Saturday night, you're going to get as many tourists as you are the hardcore scene that are all the people you know that go
right.
every single weekend. So that's kind of bad, but I don't think it's a negative thing. I wish more people would open up clubs, but I wish that they'd come up with something new. Everyone just kind of copies each other. They need to come up with their own concept and really put some effort into the way things look, put some effort into the inside, put some effort into the door people, not just kind of open up another club that has the exact same music as everybody else and the exact same everything as every other club and expect people to show up because it's nothing new or different.
Right.
I think the negative thing about Dallas clubs, especially lately, is back in the Star Club era, people actually paid attention to the inside of clubs. And
the music.
And the music,
yes. Thank you. It seems now nobody's going out to care what's getting played. It's just like, it's the place to go that particular night.
Yeah.
You know, where everybody goes on Wednesdays. You know, where everybody goes on Fridays. And where everybody goes, you know, it's just... It's gotten real cliquish.
Yeah.
So how do we save that? How do we get people to be aware of what's happening coming out of the DJ booth?
Well, I guess just give new DJs a chance.
There you go.
I don't think that happens a lot. I think it tends to be the same people DJing everywhere. And also, I think giving new venues a chance. I like the idea of going into, like, a restaurant and taking it over on a certain night of the week and doing your own thing. And there was a club that was around for a while that failed called Pop-Up Palace. It was really cool.
Was that the Terry Sims thing?
Yes. It was on Thursdays, and Terry Sims was a DJ, and it was in a different place every Thursday night, and it was great. They went to these dive bars and just different parts of town, and people were too lazy to call every week and find out where it was going to be, and it was the greatest thing, and it sort of failed because everyone didn't have enough energy. That's the problem with the club scene in Dallas. People are lazy. They'd rather go someplace they're used to going every single week than try something new, you know?
Let's talk about the positives. There's not just the Deep Ellum scene, because I read in your last article. By the way, tell everybody when they can read your article in the Dallas Morning News.
It's every other Thursday in the Today section on the music page. So it just ran this past Thursday, so it won't be coming up. It'll be the one after that, which is August.
A week from this coming Thursday.
A week from this coming Thursday.
Okay, yeah. On the music page.
Uh-huh. And we're looking into maybe doing it every week in a different part of the paper, but that's not a definite
thing
yet.
That'd be cool. Where else besides Deep Ellum can people club?
There's a lot of places, and that's another thing. I think that people should be more adventurous in the areas of town. I've been to clubs in Cliff. I've been to clubs in Lakewood. I've been, you know, to clubs North Dallas. And I think that you kind of have to be adventurous enough. And if you've got your friends with you, no matter where you go, you're going to have fun.
Right.
No matter how cheesy or scary or different or avant-garde it is, if you take a bunch of people with you, it's fun. And if you get sick of the same old place, the only thing you can do is try something different.
Something new.
Something different. Make it fun. It's all up to you.
Okay, I've got a couple questions I want to throw out to you. And I want you to, you know, be honest with me. Answer correctly. Okay. The coolest place to be seen in Dallas, according to Kendall Morgan.
Coolest place to be seen. I can tell you where I like to go dancing the most.
Well, that was going to be another question. That was going to be like the coolest place to dance.
Okay, that
first,
would...
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Coolest place to dance.
Coolest place to dance would probably be Club One on Fridays.
Club One on a Friday.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
And to be seen, I don't say there's anywhere that people really... That's another thing that people did in the 80s and they don't do now is people don't really dress up and put that kind of effort. Like, when you went to the Start Club, people really had to look good just to get past the door. Now you can go out wearing anything you want. So there's not really a good people-spotting place anymore.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't say so.
Coolest decor.
Coolest decor. I actually kind of like some of just the little random bars.
Random bars.
Yeah, like the Thin Room's new. That's on.
Where's that?
That's on Elm Street. Sort of like the State Bar, and it's real small and neat little lights and just real. It's neat on the inside. People aren't opening clubs with big decors now. I mean, the Lizard Lounge still has a beautiful decor, but that's kind of left over from Empire.
Yeah.
From when it was Empire, if anyone remembers that. But I've heard, I haven't checked it out yet. I'm going to go this next Thursday, but they're doing something called Empire Strikes Back on Thursday night.
That has really picked up.
And that it's the old school people, and I'm going to be there this Thursday.
If you went to Empire on Wednesdays way back when, the Empire Strikes Back Thursdays is for you. Okay. Most diverse clientele.
Most diverse clientele.
Our most multicultural crowd.
Well, I guess maybe Clearview? I don't know.
That's what I was thinking.
Kind of a big mix. Okay. Gets a lot of North Dallas people. Gets
a lot of hip-hoppers.
Hip-hoppers in the Blacklight Room. Kind of yuppies. Gets people... There's people who go to Art Bar and stay only in the Art Bar area. Kind of little core crowd. I guess that's probably it. Plus, it's really big, so there's lots of different... environments. Plus, it gets all the live band types uh-huh. and the live band room. So
that's what I was thinking. Hey, yeah. If you just tuned in, we're talking to Kendall Morgan. She's the club scout for the Dallas Morning News, and she was kind enough to drop by and hang out with, you know, Edge Club 94. Tell us what's been going on. And it's kind of neat to get a different perspective on the club scene, you know, because, I mean, I see it from one side, and, of course, the club goers see it from another side, but you get paid to kind of, like, analyze this stuff. So I want to make sure that, you know, I understand what's going on here. So that's why we brought you up. And, all right, so let's continue here. Nicest door people. I'm not going to say rudest, because you wouldn't want to, you know, reveal who that was, because they'd get mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
So who's got the nicest door people?
Well, maybe they're just nice to me. I know they make a lot of other people wait, but one, for sure.
One.
They're real nice.
Two nods to one so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Highest drag queen quotient.
One again. One on a Friday night.
One on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Night. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, of Cedar Springs, too.
And Cedar Springs.
Cedar Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's another area of town that has a lot of clubs as well. And I had one more. Let's see. Oh, easiest place to go where you can, or I'd say place to go where it's easiest to find a parking space.
Easiest to find a parking space. I'd say State Bar.
State Bar.
Well, there's a lot of construction, but it's like on a Sunday night. It's or like a Thursdays. They also have a really cool thing on Thursdays, and it's not that many people there, and there's lots of parking in the back, and it's real mellow and low-key, and I think that's probably it. Anywhere in Deep Ellum, forget it.
Okay. We're going to map out the week with Kendall Morgan now, okay?
Okay.
Monday nights, where do we go?
We go to the lounge.
The?
Inwood Lounge.
In the, not the, not the, in the seedy thing on Inwood Road, but you're talking about the movie theater.
Movie theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I knew that. I just wanted to clear that up.
Because,
you know,
nice.
I've called information. Can I have the number to the Inwood Lounge? And they give me this really, like, seedy bar.
It's
that's
weird.
On.
You have, it's like the lounge.
It's the lounge inside the Inwood Theater.
Yes.
Okay. Where do we go on Tuesday nights?
Tuesday nights. Tuesday nights are kind of fun at Not Just Jazz. And Mix gets a real big crowd on Tuesdays.
Where are those places?
They're on Greenville.
Okay.
Not Just Jazz is jazz, and Mix is adjacent to Greenville Avenue Bar and Grill, but it's owned by the Trellis people. Little bitty, skinny, loud bar.
All right. Where do we go Wednesday night?
Wednesdays has traditionally been kind of the art bar thing.
Oh, now see, I thought you were going to say someplace else.
Where would you go?
I thought you were going to say 28.
And 28.
Okay.
Art bar for a drink, 28 for dancing.
Okay. All right. Thursday night, we're going to try this Empire
Strikes
Back?
Yep. That's what we're going to go to.
Okay. Friday nights, of course.
Friday nights, one.
Got to go to one.
Got to go to one.
And then Saturday, you don't do anything. You sit home and listen to Edge Club.
Saturday, you rent movies and go on dates.
And listen to Edge Club.
And listen to Edge Club.
And then Sunday night?
Sunday nights, off and on, it's been kind of fun at State. And they had a thing at the Buffalo Club. This Sunday's the last night. They're going to have it, though, sadly enough. But it was Buffalo Go-Go. It's kind of biting the dust. And then, of course, there's that thing at Fish Dance, which actually, I have to admit, it's a little young, but it's fun. It's
and,
fun.
And, of course, Retrocadia.
And Retrocadia, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the retro thing for a second. Dallas is very, very strange because the perpetuation of the retro thing is kind of kept the music alive for all these years, and it's one of the most popular things, popular night of the weeks. I mean, Sunday night is a huge night in the Dallas area. I mean, you got trash disco going someplace, you got retro there, you got, you know, Save New Wave here. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing that we keep perpetuating the music of the past?
Well, I think it's time to let the trash disco thing die a sweet death. I'm really sick of that.
Now, wait. The views of Kendall Morgan are not those expressed of 94.5.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Well, I mean, it's fun. And it's just, you know, I've done the trash disco thing for so many years. And it's great the first five or six times you go. And then after that, the songs cease to have that nostalgic effect on you anymore. But New Wave, I think that's still got a few years of milking left in it, and it's fun. I think retro thing is okay. Plus, a lot of people who go are real young, and they weren't around to
right.
go out.
So it's a whole new generation.
Yeah. It's kind of people who didn't really get to do it the first time around.
Okay. Speaking of young, I couldn't let you leave without touching on the rave scene in Dallas. Give us your feelings on the rave scene or what happened to it. It started, it kind of cheesed and died.
Yeah, it was kind of going there for a while, but I think a lot of problems with the rave thing and what I've also heard from people involved in it, DJs and things, that people just don't really know how to promote it correctly, and everyone's kind of jumping on the bandwagon without knowing how to do it. There's been a couple good events, but I went to something at the Bomb Factory. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was real it was kind of scary. It was real like an episode of The Simpsons or something. Everyone was just sitting around really apathetically and just kind of not really dancing or getting into it. I don't know. I think there's a potential for a big rave scene in Dallas, but it sort of trickled off.
Yeah.
It's kind of not happened.
I think people know who are going to throw good raves and who aren't. And
That's exactly it.
They've trusted the people.
That's exactly it. There are people who know what they're doing and they're in with the right people. They're in with the right DJs, the right lighting people, the right whatevers. And it's also, I've heard, it's not exactly how many, you know, moonwalks you throw in there or gyrospheres or you know, smart bars, but it's what the music's going to be.
Exactly.
And I think people have made a mistake with that.
A little bit later tonight, we've got DJ Robert Taylor of the Good Vibe Tribe coming in to do a guest mix. Now, these guys are just kind of like taking it back underground, and they've thrown some underground parties. Have you been to any of their things?
This is the things in the West End?
Yeah, like we're going to talk a lot about that
later. No, but I hope to go. I need to get a phone call. That's another thing people don't do. They don't let me in on things. I hear about things on the street, but...
Okay, what's the paper number if people want to get in touch with you?
977-8000, and they can ask for Kendall Morgan, and they'll get my voicemail and let me know. Because I have had people call me and say, hey, I'm having this warehouse party, and if people call me, I will go.
Cool.
I'll check anything out once, at least.
Okay. What's the coolest show you've been to recently? What's the best thing?
Concert?
Yeah, concert, show, event.
Oh, New Order, I guess.
Oh, yeah. The Edge 10th birthday.
I heard it pan, but I had a great time.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's the worst thing you've been to? Without actually, you know, naming any club in particular. Of course, can't see how you wouldn't name the club if you name the event, but what was just god-awful?
What was god-awful? Well, someone from a certain door staff was real rude to me at a club's birthday party recently. Really rude. But I'm not going to say what club.
Good. Well, we don't want to offend
anybody.
That
was probably a really rotten night because of that. Yeah.
All right.
That was the worst. But, you know, that was just last week. Last week was fun. I'm sure knew that Lollapalooza was going to be the most fun.
That's right. And you told me I had to, like, cut you off at midnight because you got to go home and go to bed because you got to rest up for the big Lollapalooza day tomorrow.
Yes, I do. And I hope everyone will come out and see Fishbone at Trees, too. You know about that
part. Right. The Fishbone is going to be at Trees for the Lollapalooza after party. Okay, cool. Well, Kendall, it's been a real pleasure for you to stop by and share your thoughts, your ideas, and, of course, pass judgment on everything. I love that.
Oh, gee, hopefully I've been nice.
No, I know you have. And you're more than welcome to come back anytime. There's an open invitation. If you hear something cool and you want to share it with the rest of us, you come on up on a Saturday night.
Okay, well, I sure hope that everyone's going to get real inspired and start putting a lot of effort into the club scene and dragging themselves out because, you know, it's not the clubs, it's you. It's all those people sitting at home that are making Dallas dull.
Wow. Words of wisdom. Words to live by. We're going to go out with one of your favorite new dance records.
Well, it's just because I like Scotty and Arnold so much.
Aww. The new NASA project.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Tales from the Edge Club CD, which, of course, you have a copy of.
Hopefully now I do.
And this is the remix of Crack Baby. And, of course, Scotty and Arnold, NASA Project. Arnold DJ'd your birthday.
Yes.
Scotty's the man at one now.
He's the man.
So, and that seems to be your place to go. Okay, here you go. This is Cracked Baby. This is the NASA Project. Kendall, have fun.
Thanks.
Get some rest. And everybody will see you tomorrow at Lollapalooza.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Club 94. We'll be right back.
94.5 KDGE, The Edge. Now, that's the remix of Duran Duran's Drowning Man. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, hey, I heard Duran Duran. Maybe I should call and get a CD and qualify for front row tickets. Wrong, okay? That's not the way it works on Edge Club 94. But I just thought, you know, I'd throw in the mix just so you could hear what Duran Duran sound like remixed. And, of course, I would have liked to give you a Duran Duran CD. But, you see, the bosses here at The Edge didn't think that I had any Duran Duran remixes. And now they don't, you know, now they know that I do. I tell you what, we're going to make up for it. We're going to give away Declaration of Independence CDs right now. It's the latest CD from Tribal American, and they're celebrating the independent record labels around the United States. Labels like Emotive and 8-Ball and Apollo and Knockout. And from the Shelter label, this is Gate Ah with the Shelter. And I'm going to take, five callers. First five callers at 751-094.5. You will get a copy of this CD, Declaration of Independence, from your pals at Edge Club 94 on 94.5 The Edge.
You're at the show. Come on, come on. Let's go to work.
Come on now.
94.5 KDGE The Edge. Congratulations to Jennifer and Jason, Mindy, James, Melissa, and Michael. All got really cool CDs. Yeah, it's this new Declaration of Independence thing from the Tribal American label. We're going to be playing another track or two off of it, giving away more of those a little bit later on in the show, as well as prize packs from Innovation Surf and Skate. And DJ Robert Taylor is going to be stopping by in about an hour and give us a guest mix, and we'll find out what's up with the Good Vibe Tribe. In the meantime, here's the new one from Fluke. This is Edge Club 94 on 94.5 The Edge. Out of the heat.